Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, all of our friends along the way. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Let's head down to Stillwater, Oklahoma, where we find the Cowboy assistant head coach, Eric Guerrero. Eric, the Big 12, this weekend, Saturday in Norman. Team ready?
We are focused and disciplined right now, and I think that's about all we can ask for out of these young men. Just be focused and disciplined, and they're ready to execute. Yeah.
It's been kind of a fun year as Oklahoma State has, again, brought itself up to incredible persistence toward the national title. You guys have a current ranking of number 3 in the country in the Big 12. I think you guys lead the whole race with a total of 8 Big 12 titles from 97 mm-hmm. to present. That really does put you in the catbird seat. Talk a bit about the competitiveness of the Big 12 at this point.
Big 12 strong. It's been strong for, 4 or 5 years. I mean, really strong. You know, I think at one point we had 4 of the 5 teams in the top 10. I know Nebraska suffered a loss with Jordan Burroughs. And that hurts. I mean, that hurts. You know, we've had similar situations, not with a national champion, but with just individuals, you know, our 49-pounder, we lost early in the season. So I know how that affects the team. And, you know, other than the fact that I know that they haven't had the year that they plan to have, I think everybody else has been extremely competitive. You know, Iowa State has been right there knocking at the door. You know, I think we had a good showing against Iowa State. We split 5-5 and came down to, a one swing match that we knew was going to be the swing match. And you look at OU and the job they've done. I mean, Missouri's, they're not too far away. So, tough conference. It's going to make for an interesting Saturday.
From an individual standpoint, 23 of the 50 wrestlers expected to compete in Norman are ranked among the top 10 in the nation in their respective weight classes. Can we expect more? That seems like a lot.
It's a lot. In the past, yeah, there's been more, and that probably is reflected in our automatic qualifiers, our allocation. We got 37. Last year we had 40. So while that is a lot, last year we must have had more.
Okay.
I think we ended up taking 42 to nationals last year. So hopefully we get a little more than that 37 that's in there.
Your boss, the Oklahoma State head coach, John Smith, is going for his 11th conference championship. Is this important mm-hmm. to him in a large degree, or is it a byproduct of a job well done?
Is the Big 12 championship important?
Yes.
I would have to say yes, just in my conversations with Coach and his conversations with the team. Yeah, it's important. We haven't won the championship in 3 years.
Okay.
So yeah, it is important. And maybe when you don't win one in 3 years, you get refocused on how important it really is. You know, is it going to make or break our season? Meaning, are we not going to have a good national tournament if we don't win the Big 12? Absolutely not. It has no bearing. But can it be a stepping stone? Yeah. It will be.
In 17 previous coaching appearances at the conference tournament, Coach Smith has coached 62 conference championships. I think that says quite a bit about mm-hmm. the Cowboy effort and the import on the Big 12 title. There will be an experience issue, though, and I think it was issued by, and I know, as a matter of fact, it was issued by the Cowboys Sports Information Office, in that this is a largely inexperienced group. Only 4, Jamal Parks, Luke Silver, and Neil Erisman, I think, and Jared Rochelt, have competed mm-hmm. At the event at their current weight class. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. I also seen some great performances by first-timers, meaning like it was Jake Rochelt's first national championship, and he won. It was Mark Branch's first national championship, he won. If you look at the U.S.'s history at first bowl championships, it's very successful. So that's a fact that can't be changed. It's just a statistic. You can choose to look at it how you want. I see it as something different. I see it as an opportunity for guys to make their mark, a chance to stamp themselves as the elite in college wrestling, and there's no better time to do it than now. So while that is the fact that we can't change again, I think it's in your outlook on it, and that's the outlook we choose to have.
We're talking with Eric Guerrero, Cowboy assistant head coach. The Cowboys preparing for a big day this Saturday in Norman at the McCausland Fieldhouse as they take on the balance of the field for the Big 12 championship. First one to get underway at 11 o'clock, second round, 2:30. It's going to be a great, great day of wrestling for sure within the Big 12. Jared Rosholt is going for a second Big 12 title. He won the crown in 08. I think if you look at the bracket within the 12, it may be more difficult, I think, than any other conference for heavyweights. Rosholt has been riding a good wave. I think he's done the work. What are your thoughts on Jared getting his second title, his second crown?
Jared is focused as I've ever seen. You know, and his focus, again, is on his performance. I think last time we talked about Jared Rosholt, I said the same thing. And that's probably why he's been having the year he's having. If he's focused on his performance, not a lot on the outcomes, he's kind of just letting the outcomes be a byproduct of how he's choosing to compete. And he's choosing to compete hard right now. He's competing hard in the room. He's competing hard in matches. And that's going to win. Whether you're a heavyweight or you're a 25 or anywhere in between, if you get focused and get ready to compete hard and focus on your performance, you're good. You know, if you've done the work, being in the room and done the right things, you're going to win. And that's all he's relying on right now, is the fact that he's done the work, he's focused, and he's choosing to, you know, focus on his performance, not on the outcomes.
And that may be the reason why he is the winningest heavyweight in OSU history. He brings a 27-match winning streak into the Big 12 championship. He's won his last 8 bouts versus ranked opponents, including 4 straight over foes ranked in the top 10. I've said it throughout this year, the heavyweights may be the most improved weight class within the 10. And I believe that he is one of those reasons why. The guys that are coming back to challenge for that spot include returning NCAA champion Mark Ellis of Missouri, 2-time All-American and reigning Big 12 champ Dave Zabriskie of ISU. This is going to be an incredible weight class. The only one missing, I think, would be Steve Mocco. I mean, if we had a Mocco in there, this could be a battle. Believe me, this would be incredible worldwide TV as far as I'm concerned. All right, so based on Oklahoma State reclaiming its customary spot among the leaders of collegiate wrestling, and perhaps for years ahead, based on this, what I consider a young team, it's hard for me to predict in the top two, but I see the battle right now going down to Oklahoma State, and ISU. And then if we boil it down a little bit further with points, I think it's going to be the battle truly between Iowa State and Oklahoma State. What are your estimations?
Results to this point, I'd probably agree.
Okay.
Meaning ISU, us, and OU have had the 3 best seasons, so it's kind of hard to argue with past results and what you've done to this point. So not counting anybody out, but that's what I'd expect. You know, I don't expect Missouri and Nebraska to do anything but what they've done in the past, and that's win. I mean, they've figured out ways to win also, so we can't count them out. But, yeah, the season has kind of told us that that might be the team race.
You have a 97-pounder that I think all of us in broadcast media are having a little bit of trouble pronouncing his name, but born in Chechnya. He claims Moscow, Russia, is his hometown. Would you please, for the balance of our listeners out there, say his name correctly?
His last name?
Yes.
Gelagayev,
okay. And I think everybody's nailed Alan. But Alan Gelagayev, okay.
His name's Ali Han.
Ali Han.
His name is Ali Han Zelimkan. I'm sorry, Zelimkan Ali Han Gelagayev.
All right. So this young man.
So Alan comes from Ali Han.
And you know what? It works for me. Happens to be my middle name. So if you think about how he started off, Some thought he was a paper tiger. He's proved to be everything but a paper tiger. This young man has taken to collegiate-style wrestling like a duck takes to water, or in John Smith's case, maybe a turkey takes to an open field. This guy can flat-out wrestle, and if anybody's more charged up than he is to be competing, I don't know who it would be. Can you speak about Allen for us?
He's done a good job for us this season. I think his best wrestling's ahead of him. It's a long season, especially for him and what he was used to. You know, tournament, a couple weeks off, another tournament, you know, month off. I mean, so there's been an adjustment period, and I think his best wrestling's ahead of him. His best wrestling's ahead of him. You know, what does that mean, a Big 12 championship? I don't know. That's up to him. But he's got some tough guys, so in order to compete with those guys, he's going to need to be very, very disciplined in what he does, and get mentally prepared for some just bloody battles. That's a beast of a weight class.
Oh boy!
If he does that, he'll be in there. If he gets ready to just compete hard, he'll be fine. But I do believe his best wrestling of the season's in front of him.
You know, he's been coached by some of the best, including you, John Smith. He's connected with former Cowboy and Olympian Daniel Cormier. This guy was trained by Satyev under 5 years under Satyev. That I think says an awful lot about his ability to train, how hard he trains, and furthermore, I think his connection with the Cowboys has allowed him to really explore that space on the mat to get as aggressive as he is. He's proven that he can perform in front of large crowds. They don't bother him at all. Matter of fact, I think he feeds off of it. So I think it's going to be a fantastic 97-pound competition within the Big 12 championship, and I'm looking to see what Oklahoma State brings to the mat this Saturday. It'll take place in Norman, the McCausland Fieldhouse. There's going to be several broadcast opportunities. Of course, you'll be able to listen to the full broadcast at takedownradio.com. Cowboys broadcast will be going on as well with Roger Moore, our good friend, and the Big12Sports.com will be on hand as well. We appreciate you taking the time, Eric. We'll look forward to seeing you in Norman for the Big 12 championships. And again, thanks for the time. Good job on the year so far. We've got a little bit to go. National championships are coming up too.